With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he believes Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin both want to end the war. Mr. Trump welcomed Zelensky to his Florida club Sunday after earlier in the day speaking with Putin by phone. The president says he remains very optimistic.
I just think we're doing very well. We could be very close. There are one or two very thorny issues, very tough issues, but I think we're doing very well. We've made a lot of progress today, but really we've made it over the last month. This is not a one-day process deal. This is very complicated stuff.
And he says a deal could be right around the corner.
I really believe we're probably, Mr. President, closer than, by far closer than ever before with both parties. We had some times when he was close and President Putin wasn't. Then when President Putin was close and he wasn't, you saw that in the White House. But I think they both want to see it happen.
There is a report of a massive infiltration of Hezbollah by Israel.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adds that the report draws parallels to Israel's infiltration of Iran's anti-Mossad unit, whose leader and 20 agents were Mossad operatives. Powerful winter storm blasting parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, very heavy snow, ice, and rain. System delivering freezing rain now in New England. Thunderstorms across the south and east and widespread strong winds reported in numerous states. This is SRN News. Mom is taking the lead in children's spiritual information.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 39% of mothers in this country say they are leading their kids' religious upbringing, compared to just 17% of fathers who say they are taking on that job. The rest of the moms and dads who responded to the poll say they're sharing the task of teaching their youngsters about their faith. Other surveys indicate the kids who are introduced to religion early tend to stick with it later in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
An attempt by Israeli authorities to write a routine parking ticket in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem turned violent this month when members of the community quickly gathered to protest, attacking and injuring 13 police officers. That violence reflecting growing tensions between the Israeli authorities and the ultra-Orthodox. This is SRN News. Voters have gone to the polls in the initial phase of Myanmar's first general election in 5 years, held under the supervision of its military government while civil war rages on. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Critics charge that the election is designed to add a facade of legitimacy to the military rule, which began after the army ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in February 2021. Her party won a landslide victory in the 2020 election, but was blocked from taking office for a second term. Critics argue that the results will lack legitimacy due to the exclusion of major parties and limits on freedom of speech and an atmosphere of repression. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York City transit system retiring the Metro card after some 30 years. Gold and blue swipeable card introduced in 94 to replace the old subway token, which had been used for about a half a century. Last sales and refill cards will be December 31st. This is SRN News.